battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. It sure ain't much, but it's all we got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who's got a bid for this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. Then he cried out, one, give me $1, who'll make it two? Only $2, who'll make it three? $3 twice, now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? Raise up your hand and don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Who's got for just $1 more to bid on this old violin? Well, the air was hot, and the people stood round as the sun was setting low. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin, then he tightened up the string. Then he played out a melody pure and sweet, sweet as the angels sing. And then the music stopped. The auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, what is my bid for this old violin? Then he held it up with a bow. One, give me 1,000, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change? We don't understand. Auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. Now you know many a man with a life out of tune is battered and scarred by sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like the old violin. Then the master comes, and the foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. And he cried out, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change? We don't understand. With a smile, it was the touch.